A Waukesha County judge recently ruled the agency overseeing elections will have to weed out duplicate signatures and fake names. So Democrat John Erpenbach of Middleton says the bill's not needed. The author says it is. Republican Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend says having the Government Accountability Board verify names and eliminate extras is no assurance people can't sign a recall petition several times and have some or all of the signatures count.
I know you can try to catch up with duplicates. You're not going to. Not with that many. There are things that are going to be illegible. There are things that are going to, you're just going to miss just because you did the best you can. I mean, it's like saying anything else. I want you to go through 500,000 signatures and write them down perfect. Well, nobody gets 500,000 things right. Somebody's going to make mistakes.
During the hearing, one man testified that his elderly mother almost signed the recall petition for Governor Walker twice until he reminded her she'd already done so. Senator Erpenbach says others may have signed once, but feared the petition was bogus or destroyed.
There's nothing wrong, I don't think, with somebody who has a question as to whether or not it's going to be counted based on what they've heard in the news to sign. I don't think there's a problem with that. And again, the GAB is going to catch any duplicates, so I don't know why we need the bill.
Grothman's bill would make it a misdemeanor to sign a recall petition more than once. Up for recall, along with Governor Walker, are the lieutenant governor and five Republican senators. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.